Welcome to PCMC Pop Culture Man Children. I'm Mike Fuenchoro. I'm here with my good friend and yours,
Mike.
Miss.
Mike's wired. Mike is wired up today because, well, we just got Zoran elected, so he is. Did you see the post cover? The red apple.
The post is the post. Has
the
been
post really posted?
Hilarious for like the last couple months.
Yeah.
unbelievable. Yeah, Mondani, baby. Hey, you know, we've got socialism. I just want a little bit more. That's all.
You know what the big shock is? And maybe this is going to be like, oh, fuck, this is way too new inside New York. But like,
nah, the whole world was watching this mayoral election.
That's very true. The biggest shock of this election cycle, how many people like learn to love Curtis Sliwa?
I know. You know why? Because he had no real chance of winning. So there was no real threat there.
But also, like, not for nothing, he's like the one, he's like the principled, he actually sticks to his guns.
I
He
know.
didn't take any money.
Some of his ideas are horrible. And,
oh, yeah. Like, I would never, again, like,
let's
I think
try
everyone has
children
like,
as adults.
Yeah, like, we're never gonna, like, I would never elect him to office. But, like, he didn't take any corporate money. He
No.
just completely, he doesn't like Cuomo specifically because Cuomo is a bad person who shouldn't be in office.
Yeah, well, that's what was funny about the debate, which is Mamdani and Sliwa treated each other with a cordial respect, but together would be like, anyway, this rapist, what's going
Well, like, they couldn't even, Cuomo can't even answer simple questions, like, because he knows he's got.
Yeah,
So,
I
like,
know.
during the debate, they would be like, oh, you're the mayor of the city, and both the Knicks are in the NBA Finals, and the Yankees are in the World Series. Which one are you going to? And he's like, I would go to both. I'm the mayor. I could do that. And they're both just laughing at him like, hey, this guy, this fucking asshole can't even pick one. The question was pick one.
Yeah. Well, I woke up with a funny feeling in my stomach today, and I think they call that hope. And I haven't felt it in a while. Think about this time last year,
Oh,
how
yeah.
we all felt.
And now Eric Adams, they interviewed him, and they're like, what are you going to do now? And he basically said he was going to Disney World. He's like, I could go to Ghana now. I could go to Jamaica. I'm like, but you were going to all these places when you were mayor. That's why we all hate you.
Yeah, Eric Adams.
I'm going to go to the Vatican for 7 days, and we're going to get some ideas on how to fix. What the fuck are you going to? What, the Pope's going to tell you how to fix New York?
He'll soon slip out of the public eye, and hopefully we could just forget about him.
Yeah.
Well, Vin Forte, I don't even know if I got to finish saying your name. Vin Forte is here, everybody.
Yes.
He's wired. His little commie socialist brain
I
is so
know.
excited. He was up to 2 in the morning the other night waiting for Mom Donnie to speak.
Oh, I couldn't wait. And now people are getting on his wife too, because like
his wife's pretty attractive, I'm gonna
his
say.
wife, yeah, it's and yeah.
No
His
offense.
wife is no offense to I don't know, all the other political wives.
Well, no offense to being sexist. I'm just saying I don't like to be sexist, but she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
She's up there. She's in Huma Abedin territory.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's get down to serious business.
Oh yeah, of course.
So wait, I got a shocking number for you here, actually. You and I did an episode of Pop Culture Man Children where we did our favorite talk show interviews. Do you remember that episode?
Yes.
When do you think we did that?
I'm going to say we did that on this date last year.
Really? You're going with that?
I'm going with that. I don't know why else you would be bringing this up.
We did it in 2019.
Oh,
You're
wow.
Only 5 years off.
Wow.
This is what happens when you get old. Everything's like, yeah, a year ago. Yeah, a couple years ago I did this. I really thought it was going to be 2 years ago. When I saw it was pre-pandemic, I was shocked.
Anything pre-pandemic now has that feeling of like,
it's like
oh, yeah,
9/11
no,
was.
that happened. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, no, that happened like 2 years ago, right? It's like
Right.
6 years ago. Oh,
Yeah.
God.
And by the way, I don't remember what we said then, but
No.
we did talk then about how you and I are both, amongst being fans of many things, we are fans of the, let's say, dying art of the late night talk show.
Yeah.
And it is kind of dying. One of the franchises, The Late Show, is going away. That's the one with Colbert. He's not being replaced. I don't know what they're gonna do. It's
They're
just,
just
it's
doing
going
nothing. I don't
away.
know. It's gonna be a movie of the night now. They're gonna go back to that.
Kimmel, I like, but again, I don't really watch. I don't stay up and watch it. You know what I mean?
Well, Kimmel's also like
But
he's
also,
fine. He's the most like middle of the road.
I like him though. I do like him. And we should say he was taken off ABC in what they said originally was indefinitely because of some joke he really didn't make about Charlie Kirk. And then people started canceling their Disney Pluses, and they saw a huge loss in just a few days.
Yeah.
And we voted with our dollars, and he was brought back.
Well, that's the thing I always tell people is like the best way to vote when these things happen is with your money. Like if
Absolutely.
they,
Money
because like
talks.
there's a big thing going on in sports right now where in the NFL specifically, which even if you're not a sports fan, you know the NFL is the league that makes the most money in America.
Oh, yeah.
But their players don't get lifetime health care. They don't even get health care until 5 years after they're out of the league.
Really?
Yeah, their benefits suck, man. Like it's bad. Meanwhile, like baseball, because they have a strong players union, they get everything. If you're in the league for like a day, you get everything for life. Like,
Wow.
but the NFL, like you get
That
basically
sucks.
nothing, and it's like
So wait, you're not covered even while you're playing?
no, you are covered while you're playing,
Okay.
but like if you retire, that's why like, there was a class action lawsuit a couple of years ago for all these people in their 50s and 60s who have CTE. Who
Yeah.
like don't who, like didn't get health care through the NFL. And it's like if the people at the top of the players union, like all the big quarterbacks, like if like the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, where there's a break between the season and the Super Bowl, if all the top players on both teams came out
Yeah.
and was like, okay, here's where we're gonna make our move. Guess what? We're not playing the Super Bowl this year unless you give us health care. They would already have the papers drafted. They would
Right.
be like, oh no, here it is. Yeah,
Right
no, we were just
before it.
joking. You get health care.
Right.
Because you're the workers and they can't make money without the
Seize the means of
workers.
production. Van,
Yes.
I totally lost how we even got here. I forget how we got into this
This
cul-de-sac.
episode, very quick, this episode is supposed to be about Pat Sajak.
It's not just about Pat Sajak. And I do want to read his Wikipedia, but it is about the Pat Sajak show from 1989. It aired on CBS. It had one season of 298 episodes, each an hour and a half. Actually, that's not true. It was
Yeah.
an hour and a half for the first 10 months, and then
Then
they
they
brought it down
curtailed them.
to
Yeah.
60. Hour and a half because that's what the original Tonight Show was with Johnny Carson. And I think he brought it down to an hour
He
towards the
brought it
end.
down to an
And then
hour.
Jay
Well, we
kept it
brought it down
as an
to an hour
hour.
in like the 80s.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about today's
Because that's
landscape.
where Letterman comes in. Yeah.
I was talking about today's landscape. And the last one is Jimmy Fallon. I got none against him. I don't like the show he
Not.
does.
Yeah, they're not funny. Like,
I never watched Johnny Carson because I was too young. So I have no feelings really about The Tonight Show. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like I never, except for maybe the one how long Conan
Yeah,
hosted it.
the 7 months or 9 months
Yeah,
or
that's the
whatever.
only time I really was like it was like viewing for me. But you and I are both huge Conan fans, and we're both big Letterman fans. Letterman Conan, those were that was what the cool kids were doing from 11:30 to 1:30.
Yeah.
But this is before even CBS gave Letterman his 11:30 show. This is CBS's, I don't know if it was first attempt or it was the last attempt before Letterman to try to match Carson with their own thing. And who did they pick? Mr. Personality, Pat Sajak. I want to go through this like I watched this like I was going through the Zapruder film. I was looking at every joke. I was looking at every bit that went nowhere. I was looking
Okay,
at
well,
every misstep.
I'm glad you tipped your hat. So do you want me to give my overall on it and then
Give me your
you give
overall.
your Okay, so the first like 10 minutes like before he gets to the guests,
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I kind of see like what they see in him. Like he kind of
Yeah.
has like it's kind of like he almost is like he it's almost like he watched a bunch of Letterman and was like, I kind of want some of that.
Oh yes,
Like in
he's
terms of his personality.
absolutely, Absolutely.
Like
He's
he's
going
doing a
for
Letterman.
the ja he's going for the Weisenheimer. He's going for the
Yes.
I'm a wise guy, mouthy guy.
Yes. But then once he gets to the guests,
Yeah.
you couldn't pay me to stay awake once he gets rolling with these guests.
He
Like,
doesn't know what to do.
there's 5 million guests on this episode.
I know there's so many guests, and he does nothing with them.
He does absolutely nothing. It's just he interviews the some actress from Dallas. Then, like, he's got a comedian sidekick that's like not really a comedian sidekick, that's just someone he knew, and
He does nothing, this guy.
he is nothing. He's just a fucking bump on a log, this asshole. And then again, he says guest after guest, the Judds come out and do a boring ass song.
Oh,
And
God.
then after the Judds, because we're used to, okay, musical guests, now the show's
Right.
almost over. They do a musical guest, and then like the dad from Family Ties comes out, and they
He
do a whole other segment.
was
And then he's a
good.
com he was good, but for the grace of God, he was good. Then like a comedian comes out, and this guy was like,
Oh.
he was coked up, but not in the 80s coked up way you would
Yeah.
expect. He was more like, I'm a sad, not even a dad. Like my wife is in the middle of a divorce with me, and I'm just like giving it my all on the coke.
He was basically doing like a bad version of Gilbert Gottfried.
Like Gilbert Gottfried meets Sam Kinison almost.
Right, because he really is like, you ever see the SNL sketch, the Kings of Catchphrase Comedy?
Yes.
He really is one of these 80s guys like that, because his whole shtick is he just emphasizes one word in a sentence. So he'd be like, I'm talking to Vin Forte today.
Yeah, like he tells
We're
some
doing a
joke about a.
podcast.
Yeah, he tells some joke about a tsunami. He's like, "Oh, I'm surprised you're in the tsunami. You're gonna get a little moist." Like,
With pop culture, mean children. That's
yeah.
it. That's the shtick.
And that's the show. Like, that's just
And let me tell you
he.
something. The very first guest is Chevy Chase, and thank God for him. Honestly, he's the only thing that makes this thing watchable. And he would usually he's a dick for interrupting. He would interrupt, and I'd wake up again. I'd be like, oh, okay, Chevy's bringing a little life back to this
I
party.
thought they were going to do more with. There's a part near the end of the Chevy interview where he's like, "Hey, people may not know this, but you wrote a thing for Mad Magazine in 1971." He's like, "Oh, that's right, I did. Like, how'd you know that?" And he's like, "Oh, well, I have it right here." It's like, "Oh," and then that's it. That's just
They give it to
the
him
end of
like
it.
he was a
They
gift.
just give it to him.
They don't do anything with. There's so many. Here's the thing about this episode that's crazy, right? It
There's so
is.
many setups to nothing.
Right, it's not like you look at it and you go, "Oh boy, they really went out there with bare bones." They gave this guy all the ammunition in the world. They gave him jokes, they gave him bits, they gave him bits to do with the desk, they gave him surprise things, they packed the deck. They stacked the deck, and he still managed to get nothing out of anything.
He does one remote segment here where it's like,
Oh.
oh, when they started doing the remote, I was like, oh, thank God, they're finally going to do something. And it's like, basically, he goes to a doctor's office to do like a checkup to prepare
Horrible.
himself for the show. And every inch of these scenes of him going to the doctor, like, get on the scale. Then he gets on the scale and he makes like three boring jokes about getting on and off a scale. And then you kind of doze off and you wake up 20 minutes later and he's still on the fucking scale.
It's like a bad version of a Letterman remote.
Yeah.
Except this shit is all pre-written, and Letterman would have gone to a real doctor's office and done some shtick, and
Yeah.
there would have been a little bit of edge to it.
Oh, there's no way. This is whatever he this man Pat Sajak is like comedy sandpaper. Like he is just sanding the edges off of everything he touches.
I don't want to go through his whole life, but I'm looking at his Wikipedia. He won his career. Sajak won a contest on WLS Radio's Dick Bondi show to be a guest teen DJ.
Dick Bondage?
Dick Bondi.
Oh, Bondi. I was like,
Yeah.
what the fuck?
Dick Bondage is my search terms. So I guess he was started as, and then he was in Vietnam, and he was on the Armed Forces Radio.
I was about to ask, so I knew that fact. Is he,
So he's a radio guy.
but like he was on the Armed Forces, is he good? Like, Robin Williams.
Is Robin Williams playing him? That's a great question. I think Robin Williams is playing someone real.
Playing someone, but I don't think it's Pat Sajak.
Good morning,
How fucking
Vietnam.
wild would that be if he's playing like
That would
Vietnam?
be, I would be so mad that I went through most of my life without knowing that. Adrian Croner.
Okay.
Okay, so it wasn't him. So he's radio guy. So maybe that's the problem. Like Letterman was a comic first, and then he was a weatherman, but it's not like he started as a weatherman. Like that was just the first gig he got. He was a comic.
Yeah.
He was a Comedy Store comic, like with all those guys, Leno and Kinison and like that whole group. JJ Walker, oddly, he's good friends with.
Yeah.
Conan was a writer.
But they were all comedy first.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel was a radio guy, but
And then the man
he wanted
show.
to do comedy. Yeah. Like all these guys aspired to comedy first.
Well, that's the thing is this he's not un Pat's not
He,
unlikable. It's that
no.
he's just he don't have comedy chops. Like he can't sell a joke. He leans too hard into the he like leans too hard into the setup sometime and then like
Yeah.
throws away the punchline. He's
He
too much
would
of
be,
a, capital B broadcaster.
he would have been like halfway through this show, I realized something. This would have been at least significantly better if it was a daytime talk show.
Yes, absolutely. It absolutely had that vibe. So this aired, we're talking about the first episode here. This episode aired on January 9th, 1989. The guests were Chevy Chase, Joan Van Ark from Knox Landing. I didn't know her. The Judds, Michael Gross from Tremors and Family Ties,
Family
right?
Ties, yeah.
Yeah. Peter Uber. Oh, was this a terrible interview? Peter Uberoth, the former commissioner of baseball.
Yeah.
And it's not just because I'm, a nerd who isn't into baseball. Like they just did. They did nothing with it.
There was no real, okay, it's your first show. Who you got? We got the former commissioner of baseball. Like,
Not even the
come on.
current commissioner of baseball, the
Yeah.
former one. And also, he ends up talking about drugs with him. Pat does this other thing, which is not good broadcasting, which is he'll swing from trying to be funny to sincere really quickly. He does that with the Judds, and you're like, whoa, all right, calm down, guy.
Yeah.
It's funny, in the opening setup, they do, and Leno used to do this too. When they're saying what guests are on the show, they go, and Pat gets a physical. Like they promo the bit.
Ugh.
Let's see, the announcer is, and sidekick is a guy named Dan Miller, who I think is just like a journalist, kind of broadcaster guy.
Yeah.
The band, it's Tom Scott and the band.
Tom Scott, a famous jazz musician, was in the Blues Brothers band.
Yeah, he's important. He might come back up. He might come back up next week. So the set is sort of bright and light with tan colors and palm leaves. It doesn't look unlike the way Carson's did at that time.
Yeah, there was nothing inherently wrong with the set. It just didn't. If you press me, I would say it didn't stand out. Like there was nothing
No.
about it where it's like, oh,
Right.
this guy's set.
Did you notice this? They really sweetened up this episode. I mean, there is a live audience there and you could hear them, but they really toned in the canned laughter to sweeten it up.
Yeah, they
Especially
did
during this
something.
monologue.
Oh, well, this monologue. Again, this is where you could really tell he was like he's trying to be Letterman
You're
so
right.
bad.
He does a Herbalife joke. He does a Martin Downey Jr. joke. Which has a way too long setup about, did you hear that the Earth was named best planet? But
Yeah, oh man, the people of Earth were named the Time People of the Year, and the Earth was named the Planet of the Year, and something about, oh, but they found out Morton Downey Jr. was on the planet, so they took the award back or something.
yeah. There's a Ronald Reagan joke. He makes some jokes about being nervous, which is smart. He makes fun of CBS, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
He said,
but then he quickly reneges on it, which I thought was like kind of lame. Where he's like, no, like they are doing well lately, like, and then there was no
yeah.
joke after that,
Well, he
like.
looks at his watch and he goes, in 1 minute, I'll be the longest new show this season on CBS, which is funny. And then he says something about like CBS is like Oh, he said CBS gave me a company car, but the problem is I can't get it out of third.
Yeah,
So I
that's
guess
what
it
it
was
was.
third place in the ratings. Not bad. I wrote he has all the charisma of a middle school principal.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. He's trying to affect it. Show, by the way, it shows how influential Letterman was, because he's very much trying to affect the sort of Letterman. I'm doing this, but I'm kind of too cool for it. But I'm kind of wisecracky, thing. But he's just, it's too motor mouth. That's another thing, is he's rushing through everything.
Yeah. Also, we like one of the unsung things that we haven't even gotten into yet is
Yeah.
that obviously, like, Pat Sajak is also at this time the host of the Wheel of Fortune
And still is.
and has been up until like a year and a half ago,
Oh, he's
2 years
not
ago.
anymore?
Oh yeah, no, last year he
He's
finally retired.
79. He
Why don't you
retired?
take a wild guess who's the current host of Wheel of
What I
Fortune, and
think
then
it
you can
was,
be
is it
very
Vanna White?
let down. No.
Oh, Mark
You're gonna make a
McGrath.
big sigh. No, that would be a step up. I would actually be very interested in Mark McGrath.
Drew Carey.
You get one more guess.
I want to get a real guess. Okay. Well, actually, those were real guesses. But who's somebody who's like in
I'll
that?
give you a hint. We were just talking host, not comedy.
Carson Daly?
Very close, Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Well, I guess he's perfect for that job, right?
There
Yeah.
is.
Well, that's the thing. Since I'm glad you brought that up, because obviously he's famous for in Wheel of Fortune, his shit works for Wheel of Fortune. Kind of like the way he said, like he's got the charm of a high school principal. Like when it's
Right,
like
when you're
a,
hosting a game show, you've got to make sure it moves along. You've got to
yeah,
keep the
he's
rules in
edgy for
check.
that. For
Yeah.
that scenario, he's a little edgy, but for late night, he just comes off as lame. All right, so there's this. Do you know this woman, Morgana, the kissing bandit?
No, I was wondering. I assumed it was one of those things where it was like just one of those personalities that's out there in the news. Like, oh, this
Yeah.
woman went to sporting events and to run up and kiss people
Yeah.
and became kind of a thing.
Yeah. And she comes out and kisses him. It's obviously staged, but he acts like he's surprised by it. He interviews her for a second.
But see, here's where he also differs from Letterman and literally anyone else at that time. He's like very prudish about the whole thing.
He's very unsexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
And not that
Letterman
like
would
and
have
not that
gotten more out of that.
yeah, it's not that you have to be creepy or like leering or anything, but like she's the kissing bandit. She's come out to kiss you.
Right. And he's like, I'll
And
give you a
he's
hug.
like, yeah, he's like, I'll get he's like, oh, I'm from the Midwest. I don't do this. Like, I'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, that's okay. Well, she came out to kiss you. But
We take the first break of 900 breaks. He we
oh, the
become
saving grace, and this has nothing to do with the actual episode, is the
bands.
real commercials that were left in on the version we watched.
We me and Vin obviously both watched this on YouTube, and we asked real commercials at the time. Were all part of it. Clearly, it was just somebody's VHS that they put up on
Yeah.
YouTube. So after the break, he introduces the sidekick. He talks about the leader of the band. He does this desk bit about this TV Guide sweepstakes thing that's like
Yeah, I
tied
don't
into his
really.
show.
Yeah, I didn't really get where that was going.
He
Again, I didn't
rushed
really get where
through
it was
it.
going.
Well, he rushed through it. There's a few things that kind of come off as what was that? Because he kind of like
Yeah.
half-asses it. So
It's
Chevy
almost like he
comes
doesn't
out.
believe in the. It's almost like he doesn't believe in half the stuff that's going on
It's
in the
a, no,
show.
it's almost like he just wants to get it over with. So he can be
Yeah.
like, oh, I got it over with. One show down. Yeah, Chevy Chase is the first guest. Chevy Chase at this point is a huge star. He's promoting Fletch Lives. You know, Chevy's trying. I gotta say, Chevy has a long history of being a complete asshole. I think maybe BuzzFeed wrote like that great piece that was like a timeline of Chevy Chase's antics and like
Yeah.
all the horrible shit he's done. He's actually being a nice guy here and seems to be trying to help the proceedings, not hurt them. So he's kind of he's silly Chevy.
Yeah.
Chevy talks about guest hosting the Tonight Show. As you said, he talks he this thing goes nowhere where he talks about he wrote for Mad Magazine. And he's like, I have a copy right here. And the audience claps. Like, what does that mean? Like, what do you, why are you clapping? And he goes, you could keep this. And Chevy's like, yeah, okay. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah, all right.
Again, like, I feel like they would give him shit And he'd be like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
It says a second break. We come back. There's more Chevy. Pat has this terrible setup where he's asking Chevy if he's ever been in the military. You know, like really bad, like talk, like trying to get to the anecdote you know they already have.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was also bad when he was like, did you ever write for Mad Magazine? Like, what if he didn't? What kind of a crazy question would that be?
Like, no, I've never written for it. Oh, we have this
Well, I was
problem.
just asking.
They told me you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chevy gets into a nice, good old-fashioned homophobic joke. Mwah, chef's kiss. The 80s, folks. He talks about how during the draft he got out of the draft by pretending to be gay. Who knows if this premise has any truth to it, but you know, this was the 80s. He does a spit take, classic Chevy, easy, fucking easy ass joke. They talk about their families. Chevy talks about like weird things you could do to conceive a boy. Pat keeps forgetting the name of the Fletch movie, and I don't know if that's a bit or he's just really nervous. He keeps being like, Fletch, what is it called?
Yeah, he did that right when Chevy was coming out. He's like, oh, the Fletch,
Yeah.
Fletch Rides Again. What is this movie? Like,
Chevy is asked to go over and play with the band as they go to commercial. He goes over and plays the keyboard, and it feels like this is why Chevy agreed to be here. He was like, it
he's like,
feels
can I
to
ride
me.
the zip line? Like,
Yeah, like maybe at this point he was like trying to be like, I'm a musician too. And he was like, I want to show this side of myself. Third break, so many breaks in the show. Joan Van Ark, I gotta be honest, I've heard the
had
name
no
Knots
idea.
Landing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
This is a nighttime drama. She talks about doing the Rose Bowl parade or the Rose Parade. She talks about beauty pageants and Bob Barker. Chevy makes a joke about spaying dogs
That's
because
the
of
other
Bob
thing that
Barker.
you just kind of hit on is that I don't know if they told every guest they had to do this, but every single guest stays for every other guest that comes out. By the end of this show, there's like 25 people on this fucking couch.
They probably told them to because that's what Carson did. So
Yeah, but
if
not
he's really
always. It was more like
no,
when
well, if
Carson
you really
had,
had to go, I think.
but like it was more, but when you think of people on the couch, you think of like, oh, he's got a comedian and then like a friend. Like they like there's some sort of
Well, it's a kind of
gelling
like that.
there.
It's kind of like a panel show kind of thing because Chevy does keep interjecting.
Yeah, but he's the only one that keeps interjecting.
Right. He keeps trying to bring jokes to the show.
Yeah.
Pat Sajak show is brought to you by Newprint and Subaru. Break four. We come back from the break. We have the amazing setup for Pat. He goes for his physical exam. He goes, you know, to get to the show, I had to, you know, I had to make they had to make sure I was in healthy shape. So, we did a physical. So in this sketch, he's in his regular guy clothes. He's wearing a Cubs jacket. He's sitting in the waiting room, making
Again,
terrible
even the Cubs
jokes.
jacket thing is like it felt to me very Letterman. Like I'm trying to be like down home. Like I'm just
Yes.
from the Midwest. I'm a regular
Yeah.
guy.
He has a terrible joke in the waiting room where he's like, he says to a woman next to him, he's a great doctor but with everything he does, he has time to cut hair too. I don't know. It's kind of not a joke, but you could see Letterman making that work, right? Because
Yeah.
Letterman would put a little bit into it of, I know it's a stupid joke.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you cut hair too. Ha.
Yeah, like when Letterman would be like, Buttafuoco.
Yeah.
Or, which is, that's also a little bit of Norm Macdonald doing him. He makes an Oprah is a fat joke when he gets weighed. Pretty easy stuff. He plays with the doctor's tongue depressors while he's waiting for him, and he makes a little house out of the like little model house out of them. He gives blood, and then the doctor says, I couldn't hear what he says. He either says, don't do any theme shows or don't do any game shows.
I thought
I'm
he
not
said game
sure.
shows.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but that was our hilarious, highly produced remote bit. Break
Great.
five. We come back. He introduces the Judds. So this is the Judds singing country group, right? And there was
Yeah.
Wynonna and Naomi. And who is the mother? The mother is
No, Ashley was the daughter.
Ashley's the youngest daughter, but there
Yeah,
is a mother
Ashley
and daughter in
Winona.
the singing. Wait, let me see. Hold on.
Whatever, they sing a fucking song and then Pat pretends to fall through a window or
They sing a song called Change of Heart. They come over to the couch. Chevy acts confused as they all move down. That's kind of fun. Chevy does a fun walking downstairs bit behind the couch. Everybody's having a good time. Naomi somehow knows the sidekick and talks to him a little something. Then they show a clip from their new TV special, Judds Across the Heartland. And it's like a little, they went to a school, like a little kid sings one of their songs.
Yeah.
It's weirdly maudlin. They go, oh, you know, there's another Judd that you guys don't know, or my little sister in the audience, and it's Ashley Judd. Which, so this is interesting because she goes on to be a famous
The biggest
actress.
stud,
Yeah.
probably.
Pat sets them up and tells an anecdote. Oh, so he sets them up and they tell an anecdote about Ashley almost getting to a plane crash. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I was again another weird.
And it's like
Like,
weirdly
oh, this
serious
is just.
tone. And it's like, yeah, you never know. You never know. Life is
It
precious. Another break, folks.
yeah.
Peter Uberoff. He is leaving he's talking about leaving the role of baseball commissioner. They joke about the Cubs not winning. They talk about the deals he's made. They talk about a possible strike. They talk about George Steinbrenner. This is great, and apparently this is something that was genuinely improvised. Chevy raises his hand, and Pat's like, yes, Chevy? And he's like, can I go to the bathroom? And he leaves
Yeah.
and comes back a few minutes later. It's the only thing to keep you awake during this baseball commissioner excitement.
We
Why?
couldn't get a baseball star. Like, you couldn't get like
Well, it's like,
Jose
know what it is?
Canseco or like a big
It's like,
star from the time. Like,
yeah, know what it is, Vin? It's like every segment's trying to be different. The Chevy segment, he's trying to be Letterman. The baseball commission, he's trying to be oh, what's his name? Who? Why can't I think of his name? He used to have a late show too.
Tom Snyder?
Not Tom Snyder, the one from NBC. Why can't I think of his
No,
fucking?
that's Tom Snyder.
No,
Leno?
no. But what the fuck was his name?
Greg Kinnear?
No. He was a sports guy.
Oh, Bob Costas.
Bob Costas. Yes, I feel like he's trying to be Bob Costas in that moment.
Yeah.
He's trying to be like a daytime talk show when he's talking to the Judds. He's kind of like the show doesn't know what
I
it
think
is or what it wants to be.
whoever like greenlit this show, whatever executive, probably made the same mistake that a lot of executives do, where they're like, oh, this guy, he can do it all. Like, they may have like Costas and
Yeah.
Leno or whatever over on that network, but we got a guy who's like a five-tool player. Like,
We
he
got a
can do
jack of all trades here.
all. Yeah.
But the problem is, even if that's true, the show has to be one thing. And that's the
Yeah.
problem. The show doesn't have a tone. And you know what? This is a sidebar. To give him a little bit of credit, this is hard. Like, you and I are big Conan fans. Conan was bad at the beginning, but there was nothing else in the time slot. It was being produced by Lorne Michaels, who had a lot of power then and now. And really, they gave Conan more than enough chances. They gave him way more chances than most other people, and he got there.
But even with Conan's first episode, if you went back and watched it,
I
you
watched
could
it when it aired.
see, yeah, like you can see what he's trying to do.
That's true.
Like you
You
can
do see a
see from
kernel
the
of the tone
second,
they're going for.
yeah,
But
where
he
it was kind of
was bad. I
CGI.
mean, Conan
He
could have
was
been,
bad.
he could have been canceled in one season, and we all would have been like, maybe there'd be some comedy nerds that are like, oh, that was good, but he would be considered this big failure.
Yeah.
I think it takes time to actually get good at this. But that's the problem is to when you're trying to like go up against like Johnny Carson at the time, it's like
It's almost like we don't have time for you to get good.
right. You've got to like come out of the gate strong. So now they get serious and talk about the use of drugs in baseball. The commissioner says, no, I don't think they're on drugs anymore. I'm against drug testing. The role model idea is coming back to baseball. They talk about players being drafted. Chevy comes back and he exhales like he's relieved he peed. Chevy makes a joke that the sidekick peed on the couch. The show is brought to you by the Hefty Cinch Sack and Rustin Purina Company.
Oh, Ralston Purina, yeah.
Yeah. Another break. We're back with Michael Gross. Okay, so this ended up being so much more interesting than I thought because what he's promoting is the final season of Family Ties.
Yes.
And this man could not be more ready to leave and over family ties.
Oh, yeah, they're asking about, like, oh, well, you're still the only, like, the last family standing that's like a full, that's not a divorced dad or someone. And he's like, oh, God, I wish I was a divorced dad. Like, get me the fuck out of here.
The first thing he says gets a groan. Pat's like, "How's what's gonna happen to the family?
Yeah, who
What's the name
fucking
of the
cares
family
about
from?
this family?
What's the name of the
Oh,
family?
the
Seaver?
Keatons. The
Keaton's."
Keatons.
Pat's agent goes, "What's gonna happen to the Keaton family at the end?" He goes, "I don't know. They're gonna die in a plane crash."
Yeah, he's like, who fucking cares about this
And the
family?
audience groans.
No, I love that. I was
I
like,
loved it. He was so over it. He was so over it. It's funny to see that. He's so done. He talks about he can't wait to shave his beard. He's talking about some TV movie he did where he played a killer and he felt so good to play a killer. It seems like he's really trying to project a not wholesome image for
yeah.
whatever the next thing in his career would be. Gross engages Chevy because he was on SNL when Chevy. Oh, Gross's sister was on SNL when Chevy came back to
Oh, yeah,
host.
Mary Gross. Yeah.
Yeah. And Chevy either acts like or really doesn't know who that is. He's like, oh, yeah. We take another break. Break number eight. Oh my God. The amount of breaks. Was this the way it was with
I mean, it was an hour and a half. I mean,
I wonder if it was like this with Carson. No, it is. I feel like breaks are longer now, but less of them. And I might be completely wrong. It's just my sense. Because these breaks all felt short, but they were so plentiful.
I don't know. I mean, there were certainly a lot of them.
I mean,
Let's put it that
it may also feel shorter to me because the commercials themselves were longer. They weren't like
way.
these little
Yeah.
blip blip blips that we have now.
Yeah, and there weren't 5 million drug commercials that have licensed music.
Yeah. So we come back from the eighth break and we've got comedian Dennis Wolfberg. I told you he's doing, the king of catchphrase comedy. He emphasizes one word. His whole bit, this whole set is about going to the doctor and getting a rectal exam, which feels very 80s because it's homophobic
Vaguely
at heart.
homophobic, yeah.
Yeah, it's homophobic. And I mean, think about like, I think it's the first Fletch has the whole scene where he's undercover and he gets
Yeah.
and the doctor like gives him the rectal exam and he starts singing Moon River and he goes, have you ever served time, doc? I gotta be honest, I like the Fletch movies. But like this is one of his real punchlines. So this doctor was from the Joseph Mengele School of Medicine. Like that's
That's the punchline.
he's very
Mangala.
critting. He's very I'm on coke, gritting my teeth kind of guy.
Yeah.
He has a bit about going to medical school and getting an F minus. He has a bit about
What's his name again? I want to see if he has a Wikipedia. Let's see what this
his
guy's name.
name is Dennis Wolfberg. He seemed vaguely familiar to me.
Yeah. He seemed like maybe he was like a character actor in a bunch of stuff.
He might have been like, did you ever have a time in your life? Maybe it was like early, like on demand, where like HBO had a lot of those like 80s one night spotlight
Yes, the
bullshits.
Dangerfields, like,
Yes.
okay, well, here's a big shock right off the bat from his Wikipedia.
He's an Oscar-winning director.
No, he's dead.
Oh.
He died in 1994.
Wow. So what is this? He died 5 years after this.
Yeah, he was 48.
Holy shit, what'd he die of?
Let's see, death of melanoma.
Oh, that sucks. That's not really
At
funny.
the time of his death, he was negotiating a deal for his own TV show.
Oh my God, that sucks. What was his biggest thing? Was there a biggest thing? Was this his big thing?
He
A
was on
Pat's Ajax?
five episodes of Quantum Leap.
Wow, okay.
That's his biggest credit
It,
here.
maybe
He
that's
was a
where maybe
guest on
that's where I
Weeknd.
recognize him from. I did watch a lot of Quantum Leap as a kid. Well, we take a ninth break and we come back. Pat thanks the panel. He says what tomorrow's guests are and he says goodbye. And the first episode of the Pat Sajak show is in the books. There's
Oh,
only
you know who he fucking played on Quantum Leap?
who?
He was Gushy.
Goosh? I don't remember Gushy.
Gushy. He was the guy that they would always make fun of, like off screen, or like back at the lab, where they'd be like, "Ah, Gushy wants me to like get you out of here." They'd always make fun of like Gushy, like smelling bad.
This is ringing zero bells for me. Gushy.
Well, he played a guy called Gushy on Quantum Leap for 5 episodes.
Well, rest in power, my friend. I wonder if Gushy talk like that.
You gotta leap, like.
Just the idea in the 80s that everyone needed a hook and it could just be your voice. Like Bobcat Goldthwait was like that. Gilbert
Yeah.
Godfrey, just like, I've got a funny voice. That's
I
enough.
just remember like watching those again, like this was in the 90s, but those like Def Jam specials that would always be on, and you would have all these like very cutting edge, like hot young comics. And then Hamburger Jones would show up. And
Hamburger.
it's like hamburger.
Yeah. I know. God, it's so funny. The eight. What happened for the kids listening at home? What happened was cable television started, and there were all of these cable channels that were, they were dying for material to air. They would play, syndication of, shows from the networks, but they had a lot of airtime. So one of the cheapest things to produce is stand up, because you just a guy a mic and put the camera towards the wall. So they st all of these cable networks started doing these stand up shows. That then led to this whole economy of there was comedy clubs all over America, just tons of them, and everyone and his sister was a comic. And there are people at the time who, had a little career and then kind of went away. There are people at the time that I think got in even though they didn't have the talent to get in.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll say it right out loud. I think it's Seinfeld. I think Seinfeld,
Yeah.
I never really thought Seinfeld was great. He was just like these other guys, and he got on a good, he met Larry David. That's the best thing he ever did.
Yeah.
Roseanne, as much as, and I know she's crazy now, but forget about before she was an insane MAGA racist. Roseanne's sitcom is fantastic, but her stand-up was always bad. It
It's
was
just
always
that
bad.
she was the first to get notice of like women doing men's style comedy.
And she her whole career, her sitcom and everything was launched off of like a 6 minute Johnny Carson spot. That whole thing, like, I'm a domestic goddess and I'm a mom and I'm put upon and my husband doesn't do anything. That was all like 1 6 minute, 5 minute stand-up routine on Carson from this woman who looked like a normal American. And people were like, who the f what was that? That was great. And from that, she got a sitcom. But she never, even like before she was crazy MAGA, look at her old specials. They're really not good. I
Yeah.
think she's funny, and I think Roseanne the sitcom was funny, but I don't think she was a funny comic.
No. And it's funny because the much more like out there, like zanier, high concept women that were doing comedy were more downplayed as like, oh, you're not really serious. Like, oh, Judy Tenuta, you're not really serious.
Right. There was a verisimilitude to Roseanne, right? Especially in the beginning. She had that Midwestern accent. She was overweight. She seemed like, oh, it's a regular mom just coming out here telling jokes.
Yeah.
Even at this time, it was just an easy way to get into show business. Like there were actors, like Paul Reiser did stand up as a way to become an actor. Michael Keaton, people forget Michael Keaton did stand up as
Yeah.
a way to be an actor. So it was just a weird time. But Vin, what's the final word on the Pat Sajak show? Do you think, let me ask you this. I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Because you said up top, you thought it sucks. If he had been given a second year, do you think we would have found something? He would have found something.
No, I think like what you saw is what you got. I
Yeah.
don't think he
It's just
really
not in
had
him.
any. It's just not in him. You couldn't see anything building.
All right. Is this. Just from this one episode of Pat Sajak's show, do you think this is better than James Corden?
Ooh, oh my God. That's a tough question. That's really tough. Because the thing with James Corden is
He's very unlikable.
he's very unlikable, but the format was good, and he did have Reggie Watts.
He did. And he did the panel thing right. He did it the
He like
British
the
way.
whoever produced that show did the panel thing right. So I
Right.
would very
Hold up.
begrudgingly have to give the nod to James Corden.
But let me tell. Okay. So, but in that way of thinking, I don't see this as really that much worse than any episode of Leno.
No, it wasn't. But I also don't think Leno is great. So I
Right,
don't
but
have.
Leno was on for a million years.
Yes, but Leno, the thing with Leno is that he's at least a comic.
Yes,
So
that's
it's like it
true.
may not be jokes that we like, but he'll, again, whenever I talk about late night and like who's popular, why things are
Yeah.
popular, not even in late night, just in TV in general, I always like to tell people about you don't need to be a 9 or 10 out of 10 to be successful. What you need to be is you need to be a 6 or 7 out of 10 where enough people like you that they'll jump over the bar. You know what I mean? Like,
Yes, I hear what you're
it's like
saying.
when I talk about music and people go like, oh, well, where are the rabid like U2 fans? Like everyone hates them. They put their
Yeah.
music on your iPod for free without you
Yeah.
knowing. And it's like, yeah, but you may not know anyone personally who is like a diehard, like, oh my God, fuck it. I have all their albums and stuff.
Right.
But you know, but everyone in the world has like one or two U2 songs where it's
Right.
like, oh, I kind of like that. And that's enough. If you can get that, you will be able to sell concerts around the world and
Right.
get people like in the
Well,
building.
you know, to that point, I would go a little further and say that the particular role of the late night talk show host is an intimate thing because they're putting you to bed. You're there
Right.
in bed. It may be the last thing you watch. I think that's important.
Leno's going to
And I
make you feel
think,
comfortable. Let him in. You have to actually pay attention to get the jokes.
right. Sajak is just a little, you don't need him before bed.
No. And in fact, you already have him before you like wind down and take a shower and do everything else because you have him at like 7, 7:30. So why do you then need him again? Especially at that time when there's like, only 7 channels or whatever. Like, even if you do have cable, like there's only so many channels, you got your piece of him already. And it's in a better spot.
Well, I think we did it. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to PCMC. Come back next week where me and Vin are gonna continue talking about talk shows. Vin, we end every episode by saying
Go bye-bye.